It's social studies time. What are we studying today? Asks Irma de la Guardia.
Libre empresa,
the free market. De la Guardia asks a child to explain a free market economy to the class in Spanish. The boy doesn't speak Spanish at home, so this is a stretch.
Negocio,
He's doing pretty well. But when she asks him to explain what producers do in a free market economy, his Spanish runs out.
¿Qué hacen los productores?
They sell the products.
Ellos venden los productos.
Half of these children are native English speakers and half Spanish speakers. They were matched up in kindergarten to learn elementary school subjects in both.
You are learning two languages, you're learning two cultures, and your brain is developing, you know, at a faster rate than other programs.
A dual language program at Withers started 8 years ago. Now there is a wait list and lottery to get in. This focus on teaching children Spanish is a change for immigrant parents. Traditionally, they've tried to get their kids to learn English as quickly as possible.
Of course, they want their children to learn English, but one of the downsides of going to school was that they were, you know, little by little losing their native language. And, you know, culture comes with language, so they were losing a little bit of their culture as well.
Connie Wallace, principal at Withers, says De La Guardia is dedicated not just to her students, but to parents, fellow teachers, and to the success of the dual language program.
While I know that there are great teachers in the world, Irma stands out.
And while dual language programs are picking up speed in elementary schools across the country, De La Guardia is a veteran. She got a bilingual education herself in Mexico City as a child and has spoken both languages her whole life.
¿Qué haces en un mercado de libre empresa?
The free market has a key word, she tells her students, and she asks everyone to write that word on a portable whiteboard.
En tres, en dos, en uno.
That key word is choice. Now it's time to practice being young capitalists. The students will choose what to buy and sell in their own little stores. There are dolls and ponies and iPhones. The kids run to their stores in the corners of the room. They may not realize that they're preparing for a global job market that favors those who can speak more than one language. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.